You are listening to Look Who's Talking, a brand new podcast with a head start focus. I am your co-host, Cameron Minter, and our host, Jessica Coffey's in the building. How you doing this morning?
Hey, y'all.
What is going on with you?
What's going on with you, Cam?
Slow motion.
It's like a month of Sunday since I last
I know, right? I know. We got to get it in. We got to make up for some lost time.
I know.
But I've had a grandbaby since then, so.
Yay! Yeah. Little Nico.
Yeah. I call him Nemo, but go ahead.
Oh.
Finding Nemo.
You know what? I've seen pictures, and I feel like he looks
like me,
you.
Don't he?
Yes.
I got a light skin finally in the family.
And funny color eyes.
I know, yeah.
What does he have? Blue, gray?
I'm going to say they're like mine, and they change colors with whatever he wears, so.
I know. I was
like, isn't that crazy?
How does he look so much like Cam?
I know, right? That's just crazy. But now I got my own, so yeah.
Yeah, do you spoil him?
No, I really don't see him. Now, when my grandbaby was born, she and mom was living with us, so it was totally different. She got super spoiled. But now I only get them when there's a problem.
Yeah. So, I was going to say, so is there a difference between a grandson and a granddaughter?
Oh, definitely, because I'm looking to wait until he gets big enough so I can start punching him and stuff, you know. Roundhouse kicking, you know, all that type of stuff. You know, it's totally different, you know, all that sensitivity and all that.
You think you're going to get him into sports?
Yeah, and dad is for sure going to make sure that happens. So, yeah sports is definitely in the books and on the plan. But right now, he's really chill. I think mama's holding him too much because I'm not going to hold him. You know, I'm not doing that at all.
How is big sister?
Now, that's something different. She is really good. She's a great big sister. She called herself monitoring me. So, you know.
Oh, so you were the babysitter, but she was babysitting
Exactly.
I got that.
So, yeah, but she takes care of brother really well, and she's transitioning well. Now, you know, we remind her that she's got to be an example. So,
was there any jealousy at all?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. You know, and it's still playing out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What is she, 8?
She's 9. So she's in the middle because I got a 19-year-old grandson.
Uh-huh.
I've got her at 9, and now we've got Nico.
There's just so many years in between.
I know. And she tries to take the number one spot no matter what.
Okay.
So we see what Nico's going to do. You know, he unfortunately, when you come third, hey, you got to go with what everybody else already set up. So I'm Paw. I don't care what nobody else say. And,
right.
And she's Gigi, so. That's what's up.
Yay. Well, welcome to the new edition.
Well, thank you. What is going on with you? I think it's time for a coffee break.
For this coffee break, I want to encourage everyone to only welcome happiness into your circle. With all the things that are going on around the world or in the world today, it's important that you have happiness in your circle, whether it's on your job, whether it's in your family life, your friends. Enjoy your company, enjoy those around you, and let's enjoy life.
That's a word. I receive it.
Amen.
How about that? Coffee breaks. Hey, that's an encouraging word, and it's important. You gotta manage your circle.
Yeah, and you know what? Like here recently, I feel like I don't know if it's an effect of COVID or just me maturing, but my circle is getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah. Oh,
where
yeah.
I want to be, like, isn't the same.
Exactly.
Like, used to want to go out, have fun. Now I'm like, staying in the house is much more enjoyable to me right now.
You're just getting older. I mean, you know, it also doesn't hurt that you're paying that mortgage. So,
well, that
you know, that puts priorities in line with you when you're making such an investment.
Listen, did we talk about me having a house?
I think we did. I think we did. But what about it?
Guess what? We didn't talk about this. I've already had to buy an air conditioner.
Oh no.
That was in before year one.
No. Say it ain't so.
What?
It's so. And I look at my bank account.
Oh my.
And then I feel the air moving in my house. And then I'm like, okay, I'm okay with it. Because I don't like being hot.
I know, right? Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. But that's you terrible. Know, me and the house are good right now.
That's what happens. Now I ain't saying a sigh. I'm saying you need a handyman.
I do.
You got to have one on call and build relationship with, because you're going to need
them. I didn't realize how much you need a handyman.
I got one.
I need a husband, we can talk about that later.
Well, in lieu of, get you a handyman.
In lieu of. Yeah, I'm with you right there.
All right. What we got going on the show today?
So guess what? Today, we are talking with one of our very special teachers who has been with the agency a little over 13 years now, I think. And with some of her, like, former Head Start kids, it's funny because when they see her, they just run up to her, be like, Miss Chanel. So we are excited to have her on the show, and we kind of want to venture a day in the life of a Head Start teacher.
Okay, that's what's up today?
Yes.
We are talking with who?
Chanel Edwards.
Chanel Edwards. Yes.
I'll be looking at her Facebook name, so it is Gentry.
And I was stumbled like, was that right? Was that right? Please confirm.
I family struggled with letting the Gentry go.
Okay.
For a long time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it is Edwards. So yeah.
My bad.
All right.
I was like,
Edwards.
It is Edwards. it's definitely Edwards.
Welcome to the show. We are so glad to have you in on today's show. And you are a teacher. Where are you working at?
I am a teacher. I am at Head Start Teacher. Classroom B.
Okay.
So I work alongside with Miss Lakeisha. I've been here, as stated, be 13 years in November.
Wow. Have you always been in a Head Start classroom?
I've always been in a Head Start classroom.
Yay.
Yes. So,
you got years of experience in this.
Yes. Yes. I've been, in Chaker since 97, right after high school. I've worked at, many child cares, but, Community Action is, I will say, my first real experience as far as working with children.
So can you explain to us, like, what's the difference in your previous child care facilities versus Head Start?
I will explain that because, well, when my parents come in, some parents are still confused with daycare and Head Start. And so when I hear that daycare word, it can really...
It doesn't Does that make run you through feel you? Like some kind of.
Yeah.
I thought I was the only one, because I promise you, I correct people when they say daycare. Yes. I said we are early childhood education.
Absolutely.
I do care. Shoot.
Yes, because I have been a daycare worker before, and to me that it was more like a babysitting job, and so. Here we are teachers.
Yes,
we're not
absolutely.
Babysitters.
You hear it here yourself. Head Start is not daycare.
It's not.
We are early education.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. Put it in writing. Take a picture.
When people say Head Start is daycare, it's like fighting words to us.
Right. You'd be like, wait a minute.
Like,
I can't even hear the rest of your conversation because I got to clear this up first.
Because you disrespecting me.
Put some respect on the name.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's up.
So, Let's talk about, do you have a favorite student?
Uh-oh.
You know, because a lot of times, you know, you're not supposed to have favorites.
You're not supposed to have favorite children, but
do you
I don't know
favorite?
If there's anything about a favorite kid.
So, I do. I have, it seems like each year it's a different one.
Yeah.
And so, like, as a teacher, like, I come in and visit, it's always a little girl, like, here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll tell her, this is my Brooklyn. You know, everybody knows Brooklyn from the past. So they'll say, is that your Brooklyn? That's my Brooklyn.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Actually, yeah. Our last Head Start graduation, Brooklyn was there with her grandmother. And Brooklyn has graduated and moved on from Head Start. However, she came to their Head Start graduation last year, put on a robe, and was right by
Miss
Chanel.
Yes, she was.
She corrected you, didn't she?
She okay.
She sure did.
She corrected you.
But, you know, I'm sure you always have those students that stand out.
Yes.
How do you help in kind of like developing their personality? And what I mean, like when I was younger, I mean, y'all know my personality now. Mm-hmm. It's questionable.
Mm-hmm.
But as a little girl, I remember people saying, hey, you need to calm that down. Mm. You need to calm who you are down.
Mm.
So for a long time, I felt like, well, I got to be this way. I got to be like everyone else. And it was like almost stifling the development of what my true personality is. Mm-hmm. Do you have kids with, I'm sure you have kids with vibrant, bright personalities.
Yes.
How do you help them develop that without them feeling like they are not doing the wrong thing, or I don't have to be still or sit still and be quiet all the time?
I just be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Be, you know, there's, you know, they're always thinking that, you know, that they can't do something, or and I always tell them and encourage them, in this class you can do what you want to do.
Yeah,
you know, it's, you can.
Yeah,
yes, you can. Like, if you want to, like when we're dancing, you know, a certain dance, and they're always saying, well, some, I can't do that, or I can't. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can. In this class, yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just always constantly encouraging, yes, you can.
That's great.
All day, yes, you can.
I love when teachers give encouragement and affirmation to their students.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what I would want people to understand and learn is, even at this young of an age, mm-hmm. because you think about kids who are 3, 4, and 5. And a lot of people, if you're not in the early Head Start world or the Head Start world, you would think, well, they're not going to remember that. They remember everything you say and do. So I think that's very important.
Yes. And also, I wanted to say that in the morning, as they're coming in, like, they're greeted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm standing right there. And we have Gracie's Corner playing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's letting them know that today is going to be a great day.
Right.
So as that's playing, I'm constantly saying, today is going to be a great day.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great day. You know, and the parents, they'll come in and they're singing too.
Right.
You know, and they're thanking me, letting me know, today is going to be a great day, Ms. Right. Edwards. And I'm like, I'm going to assure you.
But you know what? It's so important that even the parents start their day out like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure after they leave your classroom without, mm-hmm. I mean, after hearing Gracie's Corner and today's mm-hmm. going to be a good day, mm-hmm. that they can go to their job and say, you know what? Today's going to be a great, like, it's almost like you, tag team, I'm touching you. Now's your turn.
Self-affirmation.
Create the environments for it to be a good day.
So it kind of like sets the tone,
mm-hmm.
you know. And like every day is not
going
to be, because, you know, you have a few. And so, you know, when it's not, you can only see it as it's coming in.
Yeah.
So then I can only just, you know, ask that parent, pull them to the side. And I just ask, you know, is everything okay? You know, what kind of night, you know, they had. And, you know, I know how to, you know, deal with that throughout the day.
So a big part of your job is
being personable to the parents, to the families. Not only being a teacher that teaches them, but also caring for the family.
Absolutely. So that takes a lot of communication.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to get some more into being Head Start teacher at the Community Action Council. You are listening to Look Who's Talking. We'll be right back after the break.
What?
I love Head Start.
Children love Head Start, and you will too. Community Action Council's prep academies are hiring now. Head Start is an early childhood education program for children from birth to age 5. Help us give more children the Head Start advantage.
Teachers, what are you waiting for?
Join our team of dedicated education professionals. Apply online today at comaction.org. What are you waiting for?
This past year has highlighted the strength of Community Action Council. Every day, our staff works together to help families recover from this crisis. We're educating children at home and in person, helping parents who lost their jobs, and helping households avoid eviction. Our work at Community Action Council has never been more important than it is right now. So why not join us? We have employment opportunities requiring a range of skills from entry level to advanced. Apply online at commaction.com.
Welcome back to Look Who's Talking. We are talking with Shawneel. Now, I know that you've been doing this for about 13 years here, and you just recently, I'm going to say recently, I'm assuming here now, that you moved over here to South, right? South Lakes?
That I moved over here?
Yeah.
What you mean, this building?
Yeah, this building.
I was going to say, she's been working in South.
I know. I'm just saying, this building.
We moved from one building to the next.
So this is it's a beautiful building. Great. It's huge, blah, blah, blah. But
Yes. We
got some stairs up in this joint.
We do have stairs.
Oh, my goodness. We got stairs. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm a little chunky. Yep. So when I go up them stairs, it hurts. I go up maybe once or twice a month. How has that transition been for you?
Once or twice a month, Cam.
A month. I ain't going up.
Health is wealth.
Yes.
And the more you go up and down the stairs, the better it'll be.
Well, sounds like the ramp is calling my name. How's it been for you? I mean, is that, you know, moving from upstairs to downstairs, has that been a change for you?
It has been a really big change.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because, as stated, like, I've always worked upstairs, and so it's been a really big change.
Mm-hmm.
As far as my body.
Right. Come on now. Let's talk about it.
But it's also good. It's good because I weigh every week, and so I'm starting to see a change.
So now you're against
me. Go!
This didn't go the way I planned.
So it's also good though. It's not as bad though as I thought.
Well, I will, when I need something ran upstairs, I'll be looking for
Clearly,
you.
Clearly, Kim has a problem with these stairs.
What? Yes, but you know, this building is huge. It's pretty huge. So being able to have all the different classes. And that's something that we can talk about, too, all the different age groups and how many kids that we can accommodate here is really, really one of our largest centers.
Yeah, it actually is our largest center.
Okay, I didn't want to say it, so.
Yeah,
let you
it definitely
say it.
Is.
Okay, very good. It's our largest center.
Yes, and, you know, we've been in this particular building, 2 years now?
Yeah.
So there has been some adjustments. Well, yeah, close to three, I think. And we moved here during COVID.
Right.
Like right in the middle of COVID.
Right. Say that.
So
that was a transition. But even COVID allowed us to get the building together so that we could do what we need to do. So what's one of the, when you come in, how do you set the tone for yourself? And you told us how you set the tone for the kids. So what's one of the first things you do when you come into your room?
Well, one of the first things to get prepared for the day, well, before leaving the car, I, you know, I pray.
Okay.
You know, I just ask God to give me strength.
That's right.
To get me through the day.
And what you listening to in the car before you come in?
Oh, it's a variety.
Okay.
It's not always gospel. Uh-huh. Sometimes it's.
She listens to First Praises What I Do, then Nuck If You Buck.
And it is.
That's all right. That combination works. I'm trying to tell you. Yeah.
Don't play with me. Pray with me.
That is so true.
I love it.
That's, and then I, you know, calmly slow it, turn it down a little bit, but it gets me right. Mm-hmm. It does.
That's all right. I mean, because you got to have a little salt and pepper in that mix. Bring you in. Okay, so then you come in and then what?
And then I come in and you know, I just get prepared for, you know, for the day.
Now I'm a little funny. You can ask Simone. Simone knows my hangups. I'm really particular about how things look, how things are. Are you one and when you come in and see some out of place, be like,
that is so
what nice. Is wrong?
If something is not. Yeah.
Can you walk in your classroom and be like, somebody was in here because this isn't in the right place?
Yes, I can tell.
That is me. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, yeah. I can't. All this stuff has got to go. It's got to go. Everything's got a place. And I notice about the Head Start classroom, and y'all can go into this because I really don't know. But there is a place for everything.
It is.
There's not mm-hmm. just a place where you can just put something.
Yeah.
And not only that. It's labeled, so there's no excuse why you can't get what needs to be in the right place.
Absolutely.
Because every moment, every opportunity in Head Start is a learning opportunity.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Spilled milk is literally a learning opportunity.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yes.
Those labels, everything labeled, we are getting the kids ready to be able to read, to be able to recognize not only the block that's on the actual block, but to recognize the words so that, you know, mingles. But I think my favorite moment during, you know, the daily schedule is mealtime because you hear so many vibrant conversations going on. But also that is time where children are able to feed themselves and they're working their fine motor. Like, you know, you would think just passing a bowl or scooping out your own food. Oh, what is that working? It's literally working their fine motor skills. They're developing conversations within, you know, mealtime as well.
I tell this story all the time. My wife thinks she has a baby, right, with Bree, right? And she used to want to cut up her sausage and because she's too young and she'll choke on it. I said, that's not what she's learning at school. She's learning to do it herself. I mean, she's bamboozling you because she's pouring her own milk, you know, and when she's at our house, you know, oh, no, we'll get that because you're going to make them, you know, all of that. And so she just sits back like, you know, I need my meat cut.
And you know what? It's funny how kids are at home versus when they are so independent at school.
Right.
And some parents are like, well, my kid doesn't eat that. Well, they do when they at school.
Exactly. Yes. And I think it's interesting to know, you know, that's another advantage that Head Start has is that they are teaching even home skills. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not just educate, you know, just how to clean up after yourself, how to make your play, how to interact at the table, you know. Mm-hmm. And those are just wonderful things that we say they're too young to do, but the classroom is saying, no, they're not. They are very well equipped to do this.
Right.
Yeah.
So how do you, say if you had a parent for who their child is coming into an establishment like this for the first time, what are you saying to them to hopefully have a successful year?
Well, would welcome them into our program and ask me the question again.
Just, you know, what do you do to make them feel comfortable?
Yeah, feel comfortable.
Just, of course, show them around like as if it was like open house.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I would give them everything and, of course, explain to them, like, going back as far as like, you know, we're not a daycare. Mm-hmm. And I will explain to them that they learn through play. Mm-hmm. I would explain all of the centers and show them, you know, how they learn mm-hmm. and, you know, our curriculum and, you know.
So like it's really a partnership, is that correct?
Yes, it is a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And, what is the partnership relationship with? I believe it's, you know, just as you're not just taking care of the kid, you're taking care of the family as well. So while the children are learning, the parents have opportunities to increase their education and job opportunities. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
The family would get with a family specialist.
Mm-hmm.
If there was, you know, ever any outside, like as far as, you know, utilities and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Is needed.
And how do you teach the parent or have conversations with the parent to let them know you are their first teacher? You're like their second teacher.
Right.
But, you know,
yeah,
how are those conversations?
Yeah, because you hear a lot that, like it starts at home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I'm a mother as well. So you can just let them know that, like, I want them to know, like, I want them to know that, you know, when they're with me, you know, they're safe, of course.
Right.
But I'm going to keep pushing,
mm-hmm.
you know, because not everybody has the tools that we use at school.
Right.
You know, so I'm just going to let them know, you know, that everything that I'm doing
mm-hmm.
as far as like when we meet with the parent conferences and the home visits and stuff like that.
Right. You said a word that stood out to me and that was safe. You're safe with me.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about some of the things that we incorporate in, say, the children's daily routine or, you know, as an agency to keep children safe?
Well, what I mean by keeping them safe is I am constantly watching.
Mm-hmm.
I am constantly counting. Just letting the parents know that, you know, I got them.
Yeah.
And as far as going back to me being a mother as well,
mm-hmm.
like I want the same for mine. So
right.
I'm going to give you the same.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
That's awesome. We are always enrolling for Head Start.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
We are always enrolling for Head Start. So if you are interested in being a part of the Head Start program and finding a wonderful teacher like Shawneel,
mm-hmm.
you can call 859-233-4600. I believe there is a form on our website at
yep.
ComAction. That's commaction.org. And you can sign up there. Any last words, Shawneel, as we get ready to close the show?
I would just like to say thank you to this amazing agency that I work for. And thank you for giving me a chance. Thank you to my supervisor who believes in me daily. And thank you, Michelle, for allowing me to do this podcast with you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I think our supervisor is Tracy.
Did you do the dough?
I did do the dough.
Well, we appreciate everything that you do for our little learners. You know, every day for me is a teacher appreciation because you do something every day that I cannot do. So we appreciate you and all the work that you not only do on a daily basis, but you've been here 13 years and you have been consistent. And we thank you for... just being a part of this wild, crazy family. But hopefully, onward and upward, and we will be doing some more great things together.
Yes, children is not my ministry, but I support those who have it. All right, you have been listening to Look Who's Talking. Tell your friends, share the show. We'll see you next time.
Tell your friends, y'all.